Hi, Audio Boom. Today I'm going to be doing the Blind Girl Beauty Tag that was started by Molly Burke and Emily Davison. I've just listened to Asian Lily 19's tag here on Audio Boom, so check her post out as well. And this is going to be my version. I'm going to be reading the questions off my laptop using JAWS, so if you can hear a robotic American man in the background, please ignore him. Anyway, here we go. The hardest product to apply as a visually impaired person. I'm going to say fake tan. It's just so easy to mess it up, like to make it look too orange or make it too streaky. And it's really hard to like get off your hands to wash it off, and it comes off on your clothes. And it's basically just a nightmare. Like for me as a blind girl, just no, don't even go near it. My number one tip for shopping with vision loss is definitely go with someone you trust and someone who has a lot of patience. I think patience is a key thing here, because when you can't see when shopping, you're going to need a lot of description, maybe a lot of detail. If you're like me and quite fussy, you might try things on a few times. You might try something on, and then try something else on, and then try the first thing on again, and then ask a lot of questions like, are you sure this would look okay on me? What shoes do I wear with this? What jacket do I wear with this? Should I wear my hair up or down with this? Do I wear dark makeup or light makeup? All these kinds of questions. So I think someone you trust to be patient and to be honest with you, I think that's the key thing, basically. The one beauty item I stay away from due to vision loss, again, has to be fake tan. I forgot to mention earlier as well, another hard product to apply is liquid eyeliner. I know this has been mentioned in other tags, but I don't mind using that one if someone else helps me apply it. So the one that I will definitely stay away from is fake tan. The tips I would give to a young girl struggling with vision loss and wanting to get into makeup and fashion would be: talk to people, do your research, and get to know the industry, basically. And mainly, ultimately, I'd say, like, seek professional help. that sounds a bit wrong. Like, that's come out wrong. What I mean is, a lot of shops like Debenhams and Topshop and other places have a personal shopper service, and these are people who will help you shop for clothes, who will suit your body shape, suit your style, and so on. And there are also, like, you know, at beauty counters and stuff, there are consultants who will do a full face of makeup on you and will give you advice on the kind of colouring, the kind of products that would suit your skin, all this kind of thing. So that's what I mean by seek professional help. You know, talk to the people who know what they're talking about, basically. As well as do your own research. There's a whole world of stuff online you can look up, and you can keep up to date with. It's easier than ever these days to keep up with trends and things like that, using technology. So I'd say, yeah, those are my tips. I learned to apply makeup as someone who's visually impaired by doing what I've just suggested, by seeking professional help. When I first showed an interest in applying my own makeup when I was about 15, I think, I talked to my mum, and my mum took me to see a local beautician who's also like a friend of the family, and she did a full face of makeup on me. She gave me a big list of all the products she used on my face. She taught me techniques for applying different things, like she applying liquid foundation with my fingers, starting from the middle and going out to avoid, you know, lines or like streaking. Things like, she suggested a guard you can use to apply mascara. I don't really apply it anymore, but I used to, especially when I was starting out using mascara. It was like this little guard that you hold up to your eye, and it basically just it's just like a plastic little thing that stops you getting mascara on the skin and around your eye. So that was really handy when I was learning. I think I got that from Avon. So yeah, she just gave me all sorts of little handy tips like this. And the same way, same thing with especially blending eyeshadow. She taught me how to do a smoky eye look, and I was really chuffed with that when I mastered that, because I thought that's really cool. So yeah, seek professional help, guys. Talk to the people who know what they're talking about. The one thing I think every girl should be able to do without looking is lipstick. You can feel your lips. There's a pretty defining difference between your lips and your skin. And you know, they've got their own shape. You can just follow it. I think everyone should be able to do their lipstick or lip gloss, whatever, without a mirror. It's just really not that hard, I don't think. Do I think not being able to see myself affects my self-confidence? This is a difficult question because... This is a difficult question because I think it definitely used to. The reason why I say it used to is when I was younger, when I was first sort of dealing with losing a significant amount of sight, of being severely visually impaired, when I was about 14, I experienced a lot of frustration with not being able to have control over what I was wearing and how I looked. I think because for me and for a lot of other people, fashion and makeup are an expression of your identity and can be the way that you express yourself and who you are. And I was frustrated with the fact that a lot of the time I'd have to depend on other people's opinions of what looked good or what I should buy, what I should wear, kind of thing, because I wasn't confident in my own opinion, in my own judgment. And this frustrated me a lot, which affected my self-confidence. It doesn't anymore, is what I want to emphasise. But I know a lot of people who've done this video have said, no, it doesn't affect their self-confidence at all. And I just want to say that it does happen. Or like it can, but it's not the end of the world. And, you know, I got past it. It's something you get over. It still affects me a little bit sometimes. Like, sometimes I still feel quite frustrated and not being able to check my own appearance or not being able to judge, like, cause I dye my hair, I, you know, like having my nails done and stuff. But I think that's quite a personal thing. So, yeah, that's what I'd say I used to, but doesn't as much anymore. Not nearly as much. One thing I need help with when it comes to makeup or fashion is colour matching. Colour matching clothes, colour matching shades of makeup to my skin, colour matching hair dye that will look good on me. Basically, colour matching. A blind girl, beauty or fashion essential? I would say is a good skincare regime. I know this has also been said before. But I just want to emphasize as well, this is what I think as well. It doesn't matter how much makeup you pile onto your skin, it will not give you good skin. So I think a really good skincare regime is essential, and that goes for everything. It doesn't just mean like cleansing, toning, moisturizing. It means drinking lots of water. It means eating healthily. It means removing your makeup before you go to sleep every night. Taking care of yourself, basically, I think. It's not really a product as such, but it's just, I think it's more of a lifestyle. Best part of applying makeup as a person with vision loss is definitely being able to do your makeup anywhere. I don't need a mirror to do any of my makeup, so I can literally do my makeup anywhere. I have sometimes gotten up really late and been running to my lecture, or been running to get in a taxi to catch a train, and I've literally been able to do my mascara and my lipstick in the back of the taxi, or like in the back of my lecture theatre once I get there. it's fine. I don't mind as long as I do it. I can also do it quite quickly, which Asia